Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hoskins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Hoskins. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Littlefield. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Littlefield covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Groth reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive towards first. Glynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Hoskins reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Hoskins scores. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila bunts towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to third. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dobie strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krahoski for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hoskins bunts towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Hegan is safe. Hegan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan scores. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby is hit by the pitch. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Littlefield bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Hunter moves to third. Groth moves to second. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-2, Browns. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Westlake reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Westlake scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Dave Hoskins. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Browns. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Littlefield takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Groth strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Young reaches second base with a double. Littlefield moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Steve Gromek now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Littlefield scores. Young moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-4, Browns. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Satchel Paige now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 3 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paige fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strickland moves to second. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Strickland moves to third. Two outs. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Strickland scores. It's 7-5, Browns. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Foyles now catching. Bob Hooper now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 3 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a fly ball towards center. Dobie catches it and throws to second to double up Courtney. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Avila hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Paige covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.